to Thursday from 1.
Now, Rob Young from Five Live Money's rejoined us. Some big job losses have been announced in the green energy industry.
Yeah, that's right. Two firms have gone bust, Leicester-based Mark Group and Climate Energy in Essex. So between them, 970 people have been made redundant and a further 300 jobs are at risk. Now, according to both firms, government cuts to solar energy subsidies have played a role in the firm's downfall, because you may remember that over the summer, the government cut the amount of money paid to homeowners and to businesses producing electricity from rooftop solar panels and small wind turbines. Well, we can talk to Dave Sowden, who's the chief executive of the Sustainable Energy Association, which represents the sector. Hi, Dave.
Good afternoon.
So why do you think the government is to blame?
Well, the government has for some time been warned that there was a lot of uncertainty in this sector and a lack of confidence because the industry doesn't have a particularly long foresight for the policy framework. And particularly with Mark Group, it's happened twice now. So last year, there were short-term cuts made to the insulation incentives, which affected that company quite badly. They lost 300 jobs last year. And now we've seen it happen again with the proposals on solar. And all this industry really needs is a long-term trajectory so that we can plan ahead, so that we can invest, and actually help George Osborne deliver his long-term economic plan, because it's these measures that you deploy in buildings that offer the greatest security of supply prospect, that reduce carbon emissions most cost-effectively, and actually permanently lower bills.
Right, so are you saying then that these kinds of businesses can't, clean energy businesses, can't really exist without some form of public subsidy for their product?
It's not necessarily just about subsidy, but it's the trajectory of where they go into the future. And in fact, the solar industry has already set out a plan to the government of how it could be completely subsidy-free within 3 to 5 years. And what that does in what that does is it permanently locks in a lower cost base for the country's energy supply. And we're missing an opportunity by cutting so steeply and with such aggression that we won't actually finish the job on solar, get the costs down so that they are lower than fossil fuels, which is where this industry was headed before this consultation came out.
Right, now the government, of course, is trying to cut spending by all, well, most government departments to try to balance the nation's books. And the Department of Energy and Climate Change say that they've cut these subsidies because their priority is to keep bills as low as possible for hardworking families. You can't really argue with that, can you?
No, we can't. But what they miss here is an important trick, because the cost to families is made up of both the price that we pay for one unit of energy and the volume that we use. And by not investing in the buildings, we are wasting energy. And it's that waste of energy that is keeping bills much higher than simply the cutting the levies that are on the price of one unit. And that's that. You see, that's where the focus is.
Okay, briefly, Dave, do you think there will be more redundancies, more companies going bust in this sector?
I suspect this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, Mark Group, in the context of the size of companies in this industry, is a big beast. And I expect that there are many other companies that are below the media radar that are going out of business week in, week out, that we just don't get to hear about.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Dave Sowden there, the Chief Executive of the Sustainable Energy Association. The government says that support has driven down the cost of renewable energy significantly and those costs continue to fall. It says it's protecting existing investment and bill payers while reducing emissions in the most cost-effective way.
Rob, thank you very much.